Barney Bishop is the president of Associated Industries based in Tallahassee. His group has produced a booklet called Economic Stimulus Package 2.0, which calls for having legislators reduce red tape to stimulate business activity. But with a glut of hundreds of thousands of homes sitting in the market right now, and with problems with people getting credit, WMNF asked him how more housing could possibly cure Florida's ills.
Number one, we've got a lot of homes out there. That doesn't mean that they're in the price range that people can afford. Also, we know now through just a recent study that came out that people are looking to downsize and be in smaller homes because of the economy. They want to make sure they can afford because of the tighter credit rules and the lending practices. They can't buy as big a house as they need to be, so homes need to be smaller. They want to have homes that are more energy efficient. So even though we have 300,000 homes out there, and that is a lot, that's about a two-year supply, by the way, it doesn't mean that those are homes that people can afford to live in. Many of them are in gated communities. They don't want to be segregated from everybody else, or they're in places where people don't want to live.
This is insanity. Are they not reading the national news, which is widely reporting that our housing glut is contributing to the economic disaster?
Mariella Smith is an environmental activist based in Hillsborough County. She's busy preparing letters for fellow citizens to write to state legislators to protest these pro-development proposals.
Florida has, as you know, 300,000 vacant houses for sale right now. And those empty houses are dragging down all of our property values, making all of us poorer. While legislators are considering enriching developers by passing legislation that would shift more of the cost of development from developers to taxpayers.
Associated Industries' Barney Bishop and others are suggesting a temporary suspension of impact fees, as well as easing the challenge to such fees in the future.
Yes, sir. We would like to see that happen, or a moratorium for the next year or two, because in some counties, it's getting to be a $30,000, $35,000 tag. That a tax that you're putting on top of the regular price of the home, and in some cases that could keep a person from being able to buy that home.
The St. Pete Times reported that Representative Trudy Williams of Fort Myers says she wants to see the state wetlands permitting process cut in half from 90 to 45 days, while legislation from Bradenton's Mike Bennett would block local governments from collecting impact fees on new development through 2012. Environmental activist Mariella Smith is critical of these plans, as well as another that would eliminate transportation concurrency laws that would theoretically allow for easier development in urban areas. Smith says one problem with that is what's defined as urban in Hillsborough County.
It includes the whole of Hillsborough County. Wimama, Lutz, Ruskin would be included, the whole county would be included as they lift the requirements of transportation concurrency, which requires developers to provide adequate, to ensure that there's adequate transportation capacity on the roads before they build a project that would overwhelm our roads with traffic. So if they lift those requirements, then what happens is developers are allowed to build anywhere, whatever, that even if it would, with no regard to whether or not it would overwhelm our roads with traffic.
For years, local environmentalists have been critical of the pro-development slant of the Hillsborough County Commission. Mariella Smith says with a slightly different composition, though, she's hopeful it won't be so ideological on the issue now.
I think we've put our commissioners on notice that we're watching and we expect them to hold the line on sprawl. Sprawl is very expensive for taxpayers to provide the infrastructure all the way to the far reaches of the county while we lose our farmland and pave over our natural resources.